A new public monument will be installed at the state capitol in Harrisburg this summer, featuring statues of four little-known African-American civil rights activists of the 19th century. Each came from a different part of Pennsylvania. During the build-up to the dedication in June, each quadrant of the state will celebrate its representative in the memorial. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the statue that will represent southeastern Pennsylvania.
This summer, the figure of Francis Harper will join those of other 19th century activists, William Day, Jacob Compton, and Thomas Morris Chester, in a memorial at the state capitol. It'll be called Gathering at the Crossroads. Lenwood Sloan is spearheading the memorial project and says Harper's poems and speeches are as relevant today as they were 150 years ago.
She writes that very brilliant poem, "Bury Me in a Free Land." If the ground that you bury me in is not in a free land, then dig me up and set me on the top until it is. You know, this is an important message for us. It reads like speeches of tonight, like tomorrow's MSNBC and CNN News and PBS News.
This year is the 150th anniversary of black men gaining the right to vote, the 15th Amendment. It's also the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Harper straddled them both. But as a woman, she was ostracized in the abolitionist movement. And as an African-American, she was ostracized in the suffragist movement. The facilitator of the Francis Project, Kalayla Williams, says Harper stuck it out nevertheless, sometimes the only black woman in the room.
There was inequality within the women's movement, and some black women who were fighting for suffrage really had enough and didn't want to be involved. That's something that we forget.
The next event celebrating Francis Harper will happen at the African American Museum in Philadelphia this Thursday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.